Hello, boys and girls. I hope you've brushed your teeth, you've washed your face, and you're ready for your story. Tonight's story is going to be The Wolf and the Ass from Favourite Fables. One day, the ass set off to find some sweet grass to eat. He followed the path from the jungle and soon found himself far away from his usual haunts. Here the grass was lush and green, and soon the ass was busy chewing away, quite contented and without a care in the world. But as he munched happily in the meadow, a big grey wolf crept up on him unawares. Suddenly the ass pricked up his ears, for he could hear the pad of soft paws behind him. "That wolf means to make me his supper," said the donkey to himself. When the wolf was close enough to pounce, the ass lifted his head and called out quite calmly. "I shouldn't do that if I were you," he said. The wolf was astonished. Why was the ass so unafraid? "I have trodden on a sharp thorn," explained the ass, "and if you eat me, it will be sure to stick in your throat. I'm sure you would not want that." The wolf shook his head, and the ass continued, "I will lift up my hoof, and then you can pull out the thorn before you eat me," he offered helpfully. The wolf could not believe his luck. He stood behind the ass, and as the ass waited patiently with his hoof in the air, the wolf had a good look for the thorn. But there was no thorn to be found. Then the ass summoned up all of his strength, and with a loud and triumphant whinny, he gave a mighty kick. The wolf flew head over heels in the air and landed in the middle of a thorn bush, howling with pain. "That ass is not as stupid as he looks," thought the wolf to himself as he picked the thorns from his bottom one by one. But the ass just smiled at him sweetly as he trotted off home. And the moral of this story is beware of unexpected favours. Okay, boys and girls, that's the end of the story. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you next time. Bye!